So today we will explore the energetic body, known through Vedantic philosophy as prana, the vital life-sustaining force that enlivens the physical matter of the body. Prana is a central concept in Ayurveda, this 5,000-year-old science of life, and yoga, union between body, mind, and soul. This breath of life, or prana, is what connects us with the same underlying energy that orchestrates the dance of our universe. This tradition teaches us that as is the individual body, so is the universal body. So today we will explore this prana, this breath of life, and its relationship with our practice of meditation. Our 21-day challenge, presenting us with an excellent opportunity to set a foundation for a regular practice in meditation. This practice of meditation is what aligns us with this vital life force, this prana, so that like nature, we too can begin to function with effortless ease. Prana, or body of energy, is one of the five organs of vitality or sensation and is represented by the breath. Pranayama is the practice in which control of prana is initiated and initially achieved from control of one's breathing. According to yogic philosophy, the breath, or air, is merely a gateway to the world of prana and its manifestation in the body. Controlling and extending the movement of this energy within the body is said to lead to an increase in vitality in the practitioner. Paramahansa Yogananda teaches us that yoga primarily works with this energy in the body through the science of pranayama. Yoga teaches us how to still the mind through breath control and attain higher states of awareness. Yogananda teaches us that the highest teachings of yoga show the practitioner how to direct this energetic body, this prana, in such a way as not only to harmonize human with divine consciousness, but to merge individual consciousness in the infinite. So let's begin our practice. Allow your awareness to drift to the base of your spine, inhaling from this area, originating your breath at the root, allowing your belly to fill up like a balloon slowly and steadily, exploring your unique expression, your unique capacity. Allowing the breath to spill over up into the solar plexus, continuing upward into the chest, lifting the crown, and as you exhale, allowing the breath to slowly and steadily return to the base of the spine. Continuing on with this practice for 3 or 4 full body breaths. Starting the breath at the base of the spine, filling the belly up like a balloon, exploring your capacity, allowing the breath to spill over upward, filling solar plexus, filling chest, lifting crown, and as you exhale, slowly and steadily, like a waterfall trickling down the back of the spine, as the breath returns to the base. Inhaling and exhaling effortlessly, like the tides of the ocean, in and out, listening for this sound, listening for the sound of your breath as you inhale and exhale, filling belly, solar plexus, chest, slowly and steadily exhaling and allowing. allowing the breath to return to the spine. Your breath is your mantra. Your breath is the sound that you are effortlessly listening for, without concentration, without focus. And if you find yourself listening to other sounds, practice innocence, whether it be outside noises from your environment, sensations from your body, thoughts about the future, thoughts about the past. Treat all of these the same. Treat all of these like you would any other thought. Treat all of these with a childlike innocence. And without judgment, gently allow your awareness to drift back to the sound of your breath, inhaling and exhaling with effortless ease. So when you're comfortable, releasing your awareness around the sound of your breath, gradually bringing movement back into your body, wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers, and allowing your awareness now to drift to the base of your spine, placing your imagination in your root chakra. As we move through our chakra toning exercise, chakras are energy centers located along the spine, beginning at the base of the spinal column and moving upward to the top of the skull. 7 chakras, each with a corresponding color and vibration. So allowing your awareness again to settle in at your root chakra, where we find form and structure. The color is red. The vibration is LAM. So taking a deep breath, and as you exhale, allowing the resonating sound to vibrate through your body and into the environment. Deep breath in. Long. Allowing your awareness to now drift up into the area just below the navel, your second chakra, where we tune into our emotions and our sexual energy, our creative energy, the ebbs and flow of life. The color is orange. The vibration is VAM. allowing your awareness now to drift into the area of your solar plexus, the area just above the navel, where we tap into our personal power, our gut-level intuition, our will and discipline, imagining the color yellow radiating from this area just above the navel. The vibration is ROM. Now allowing your awareness to drift into the area of your heart chakra, imagining a brilliant emerald green, sparkling, a precious jewel. Our heart chakra, where we learn to give and receive life's most precious commodity, our love, where we tune into forgiveness, allowing, innocence, and non-judgment. Again, an emerald green sparkling in this area of our heart. The vibration is YUM. YUM. Now allowing your awareness to drift into the area of your throat chakra. Imagining a cooling, soothing sky blue, an indigo rippling over this area, where we tune into our communication, our center for expression, speaking from the heart. The vibration is HUM. Now allowing your awareness to drift into the area between and just above the brow, our spiritual eye, our center for intuition, a deep, dark, midnight blue reflecting the moonlight. The vibration is SHAM. Now allowing your awareness to drift to the top of your head, your crown chakra. Imagining a 1,000-petaled lotus flower unfolding, expressing our infinite nature, our connection with spirit, and with the divine within. A brilliant white violet, radiating, not here, not there, but everywhere. And the sound, the vibration, is the universal sound of creation, which is all. Bringing your hands to your heart center, giving thanks for this day, taking your thumbs to your forehead and bowing to the divinity that lies within each of us. Tat Vam Asi. I see myself in others and others in myself. Returning to your heart center, and when you're comfortable, slowly and gently, opening your eyes, wishing yourself peace and happiness. Namaste.